Hello students, welcome to e-distance learning program launched by AES. Under this, we are going to learn about development. Initially, we begin with what is development. This development chapter, that is chapter 1, is divided into two modules. This is the first module, and in this first module, we have various subdivisions like 1, introduction and meaning of development. It speaks about the basic meaning of what is development and how development takes place, its basic meaning, etc. And the second point about different people with different goals, what are the different categories of people that live in the country or society and what are their goals of development. And third one, income and other goals. So usually income is the main criteria, and in addition to income, what are the other aspects that are to be considered. And fourth one, how to compare countries and states, and on what basis the countries are classified, and what is the classification, and all the things we learn here. And fifth one is about income and other criteria. So let us start with introduction with the meaning of development. Actually, development is a very general concept. It basically implies progress or improvement in any aspect, not only for the economy or country, in any aspect, anything, wherever improvement is there, that is called as development. Of course, here development has so many aspects, and this idea of development or progress has become very significant in economic theory in recent years. All the countries are aiming for securing more and more development over a period of time. And income is usually considered as the most common method used for measuring development. And this is a complex task. There are many definitions given by prominent people about the concept of development. Development here with respect to economy, that is economic development. So in general, economic development is defined as an increase in real national income of a country over a period of time. And this increase includes increase in income as well as goods and services. And then different people with different goals. When you take a country or society, you find different groups of people with different occupations, different socio-economic backgrounds, and development for these different people will be different. Once again, it cannot be the same for all. Then what does development mean to these different varieties of people in the society? For instance, take a group of landless rural people. India, you know, is a country with villages. 2/3 of Indian population, almost 70% of the Indian population, lives in villages. Many rural people are landless, and for them development is so simple: getting more days of work and better wages for their day-to-day job. This simple improvement progress is nothing but development for these landless rural people. And second category, prosperous farmers, wealthy farmers, wealthy group in the village. What is development for them? They are already rich and getting higher income, more and more income, and a better price for their produce, support price for their produce is nothing but what they expect in the process of development. And third category, a girl from a high society. A rich family is nothing but a high society, we can call him. So for her, what is development? For her, development is nothing but freedom. Freedom like her brothers in the family. She should be allowed to move freely in the society, and she should be able to pursue her studies abroad So studying in abroad, foreign countries, getting higher education, that is nothing but development for her. And another important category, unemployed youth. Unemployment is the major problem in our country now. So with a huge number of unemployed people in the country, for them, what is development? For unemployed youth, development is so simple that getting a job with assured income. So, like this, different persons can have different developmental goals. What may be development for one may not be development for the others. Sometimes it may be even destructive also. Income and other goals. This is another aspect. There are certain common things which people desire. Of course, basic thing is income. Everybody wants to have more and more income. Okay. And what are the things that people generally aspire, desire? These common things include regular work, better wages, it means improved wages, we can say. Wages that are sufficient for their family maintenance, for comfortable, even luxurious living also. Decent price for crop or products, if it is agriculture sector, crop, better price for their agricultural crops. And if it is industrial sector, and a better price for their industrial products. And in addition to this, people also expect equal treatment in the society. Equal treatment means without any social discrimination, all the people should be treated equally. So people expect that it's equal treatment. Freedom. Freedom without any restrictions. At least the minimum freedom is required. We being the human beings cannot live without freedom. Security of life. There should be a secured life. And respect of others. We expect respect from others in the society. These are the things that we expect in the process of development along with the income. These things are known as other goals. Of course, ultimately, the overall quality of life depends on both material things and non-material things as well. And then come to comparison. We see there are more than 200 countries in the world. And these countries are divided into basically two groups, developed countries and underdeveloped countries. So what is the basis for this classification? How are these countries classified? How some countries are called developed and others underdeveloped or developing countries? So what is the basis for this? For comparing countries, usually income is considered to be one of the most important attributes. So the rich countries, they are nothing but the countries with a higher income, like for example America, USA, Switzerland, France, Britain. These are called developed countries. Okay, and countries with less income, for example India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, are called as underdeveloped countries. Okay, so countries with higher income are more developed than others with less income. Here, income refers to the average income, not the total income. Why? Because, again, if you take total income, then the problem of population will come into the picture. That's why average income should be taken into consideration, which is the total income of the country divided by its total population. This average income is also called per capita income. This is the most important factor. According to World Development Report 2006, this report is published by the World Bank. According to this report, countries with the per capita income of rupees 4,53,000 per annum and above in 2004 are called rich countries, and those with per capita income of rupees 37,000 or less are called low income countries. So this classification is purely on the basis of the average income, which is nothing but the per capita income of a country. India, our country, comes in the category of low income countries because Its per capita income in 2004 was just rupees 28,000 per annum. So see, based on the income levels, the countries are classified, and this is the classification given by the World Bank. And then income and other criteria. Of course, per capita income alone may not be a sufficient measure of development. It alone may not help us to understand the complete meaning of development. In addition to this, there are other factors like literacy, infant mortality. Literacy is nothing but the number of people above the age of 7 years who are educated, who have basic education, who are able to read and write. They are called as the literates, and that is called literacy. Infant mortality, number of child deaths. Okay, these two are also to be taken into account for measuring development. For example, we are given the comparison of states like Punjab, Kerala and Bihar. Punjab has the highest per capita income of these three countries, whereas Bihar has the lowest per capita income. So Punjab is the most developed state, but in Punjab, infant mortality rate is high. Then how can we consider Punjab as the most developed state? Okay. So like this, other factors also play an important role in assessing the developmental process.